Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. YouTube announced the launch of an early beta of Supervised Experiences, a three-tiered content filter designed to introduce age-appropriate YouTube content to minors outside of the YouTube Kids app. Content in each tier will be determined by user input, human review, and machine learning, and a wider beta will roll out to more users in the coming months. Judge John Mendez declined to grant a preliminary injunction requested by the telecom industry that would have prevented enforcement of California's Internet Consumer Protection and Net Neutrality Act of 2018. This clears the way for the law to go into effect in California after the DOJ dropped its own lawsuit earlier this month, but the lawsuit from the industry group is still ongoing. Epic has received preliminary approval to settle a U.S.-based class-action lawsuit over the sale of loot llamas for Fortnite's Save the World mode and will automatically give every player worldwide who purchased a loot llama in Fortnite $1,000 and $8 value. Epic will also give 1,000 credits to Rocket League players who bought a randomized event crate, and U.S.-based Fortnite and Rocket League players can submit a claim form to receive cash payments up to $50. The information sources say the U.S. Department of Justice is investigating Apple's requirement to include sign-in with Apple if an app offers other third-party login methods. The DOJ reportedly received complaints from developers since summer 2020 and is looking if the practice makes it more difficult for users to migrate to other platforms. Ring announced the Video Doorbell Pro 2, offering a 3D radar for better object tracking and a bird's-eye view of an area, and a 1536p resolution camera wide enough to show the ground. The Video Doorbell Pro 2 is available for pre-order now and ships March 31st for $250. Lenovo announced an update to its X, L, T, and P series of ThinkPad laptops, with all models getting either 11th-gen Intel or AMD Ryzen 5000 mobile processors and Wi-Fi 6, or with Intel, sometimes Wi-Fi 6E, alongside options for 4G and 5G modems. You'll also have options for discrete NVIDIA graphics cards, and some of the X series models will get 16:10 aspect ratio screens. Amazon opened up its Luna game streaming service for anyone in the continental U.S. to try on supported Fire TV devices. Using the service on Windows, Mac, Android, and in browsers still requires an invitation. LG announced it agreed to license its smart TV OS WebOS to TV brands RCA, Aeons, and Konica. These manufacturers will use a powered by WebOS TV platform based on WebOS 5.0, not WebOS 6, LG displayed at CES 2021. HP acquired the game peripheral company HyperX from current owner Kingston in a deal worth $425 million. There are no current plans for HyperX's Ingenuity companion app for peripherals to be rolled into HP's Omen Control Center software, and Kingston will keep its DRAM, flash, and SSD products aimed at gamers. Carl Pei's Nothing Company named the electronics design firm Teenage Engineering as a founding partner, with the company placed in charge of Nothing's product design. Teenage Engineering was previously the designer of the OP-1 synthesizer, Panic's forthcoming Playdate handheld console, and the Impossible Project's i1 instant camera. Google released the game Journey to the Savage Planet on Stadia February 1st, the same day it announced the shutdown of its in-house game studio. Bug fixes for the game are up in the air now, as Google-owned Typhoon Studios developed the game and Google owns the code, but there's no studio left to work on it. 505 Games publishes the game on other platforms, and Google says it's diligently working with our partner publisher on a fix. Facebook will soon display a pop-up when using search terms linked to child exploitation, detailing the consequences of viewing that content and linking to offender diversion organizations. The platform will also show an alert when attempting non-malicious sharing of viral meme child exploitative content, with such content to be deleted and accounts deleted that promote it. Google will bring its lightweight HTML5 game platform GameSnacks to Discover, Assistant, and Chrome for next billion users, adding a game tab to Chrome in India, Indonesia, Nigeria, and Kenya. GameSnacks was launched last year by Google's Area 120 incubator and features over 100 games from partners designed to be played on low-memory devices connected to 2G or 3G networks. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology reported that during the Lunar New Year holiday week, Chinese mobile internet traffic grew 23.4% compared to the same period last year. Meanwhile, Alibaba's logistics network reported packages shipped in the 2 weeks before the Lunar New Year increased fourfold, with the Ministry of Commerce reporting food deliveries up 57% on the year. And finally, Mozilla added a new total cookie protection feature to Firefox 86, which creates a separate cookie jar for each website that you visit, preventing that cookie information from being shared with other sites. Total cookie protection does have an exemption for cross-site cookies needed for non-tracking purposes, like those used by third-party login providers. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.